Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And tough yard still on his feet. Jeremy McNichols. I don't think they're going to get him. And he is in for the Washington touchdown.
Excuse me, Jeremy Chin. My name's Jeremy McNichols. And I'm going to break your tackle and about 3 to 4 others on the way to a 60-yard touchdown run. That made it 17-10. Washington crushed the Raiders from that point forward, 41-24. A much-needed win for Washington. Good morning. Max is with me. You'll hear from Luke McCaffrey on the show today. Ben Standig as well. That was the perfect setup for an NFL win. Not to diminish anything that Washington did, because Washington played extremely well yesterday in all three phases of the game. But the Raiders aren't very good. They weren't very good yesterday off a short week. And as Eddie Jordan once said, you got to harvest them nuts. And that was a nut to harvest yesterday. You don't have to be great right now. You don't have to be healthy right now, which this team is not. But you have to get wins so that when you become a better team, when you become a healthier team, if and when that happens, the games you play mean something. Yesterday was a nut harvest win. Thank you, Eddie Jordan, many years ago for that description, as the Wizards were flailing but somehow capturing a few wins here and there during the regular season. A few takeaways here in the open before I get to my game take. And I'm going to start with this. Jalen Lane's going to be a star as a punt returner, and that's going to have a big impact on games for this football team. When they drafted Jalen Lane on day 3 of the NFL draft, there was celebration in the draft room. And I know you see celebration for every pick, but there was real joy that he was available there because they were looking for somebody that could give them a jolt, somebody that could flip the field, somebody who could score other than Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin and the players that they have on offense. Jalen Lane, you could see signs of it last week against the Packers. And then yesterday, he took that punt 90 yards. He has everything you love to see in a star punt returner. If you think this is premature, maybe it is. I'd love to hear from Brian Mitchell on Jalen Lane. He is, first of all, a great catcher of punts. He does not bobble them. He's got very good hands, very good eyes. Secondly, he sees it as it's coming towards him. And then with that vision, he is decisive. He is great with that first cut. And then he's got game-breaking speed. I think out of yesterday's game, there was a lot to like across the board, but Jalen Lane, to me, looks like he could be a major part of the team's success if they are to have success this year. I think we're only a few more returns away from teams starting to consider kicking away from him. He is a gifted, talented punt returner. They knew it on draft day on day three. They were not sure what they were going to get from a receiver standpoint. They felt like he could eventually develop into something of an offensive player, but they felt like they got the best punt returner in the draft. And already, 3 weeks into the season, he's got a 90-yard punt return. That is the first punt return for a touchdown since 2016. Jamison Crowder against the Ravens on the road. There's so much to pull from this game, and we're going to go through it, and I'm going to give you guys a chance to do it. But I wanted to get to Jalen Lane right from the beginning because he had a big day. They didn't even need him to have a big day, really. But there is an absolute talent right now at a position that we haven't had in a long time on this team. He's going to change games during the course of his career as a punt returner. Loved what I saw last week and really loved what I saw yesterday. All right, I've got four additional takeaways, sort of high-level takeaways from the game, and then I'll get to the game take, the things I liked, didn't like, and other observations. Give you guys a chance in about 30 to 40 minutes to weigh in via the phones. Number one is this. You know, yesterday when I said it's the perfect setup, you know, if you've followed the NFL, if you've bet the NFL, there's a perspective that you have about teams that are tired versus teams that are well rested. We've talked a lot about, you know, Warren Sharp's, you know, net rest advantage data. This was the best net rest advantage game of the year for Washington, who overall for the season has the third worst net rest advantage. They are at a disadvantage this year by about 13 days, meaning, you know, you look at the schedule, how many days does your opponent have to prep for the game? How many days do you have to prep? More often than not, it's 7-7, Sunday to Sunday. But in this case, Washington was Thursday, the Raiders were on Monday night, and then you throw in they're coming east from the Western time zone playing an early game. And yeah, it was the perfect NFL setup. Bettors understand this, and I think teams understand it to a certain degree as well. And Washington's mantra yesterday, right from the beginning, was we are going to be physical, we are going to take it to them, we are going to muscle the Vegas Raiders until they say uncle. They came out in heavy personnel, six offensive linemen. We talked about that possibility last week with Trent Scott. They ran it down the Raiders' throat on offense into the end zone after a big kickoff return by Deebo Samuel. Talk about a return threat in the kickoff game. How about Deebo and two massive kickoff returns in the last two games? They were flying around on defense. They were hitting on defense. They were hitting on special teams. This was Quinn and his staff's plan to muscle and take it to Vegas with a level of energy, enthusiasm, and physicality that just the Raiders were not set up to handle yesterday. I don't know if they're set up to handle it at all. They are terrible up front along their offensive line, and they were hurt yesterday with their best guard, who was active but didn't really play much at all in the game. We talked about this as a weakness, that the defense could lead the way up front in particular. That Raider offensive line is pitiful. It is really awful, and then it wasn't fresh on top of that. And Washington came out and they took it to the Raiders. Number one, loved the fact that they understood the opportunity. This was the setup. And if you came out and punched them in the mouth early, it was going to be a long day. Now, it was 10-10, but it never felt kind of like the Giant game in the opener. It never felt like Washington could lose to the team they were playing yesterday at home. They were the better football team all the way around. Number two, another takeaway from yesterday's game. Washington's got such a great quarterback situation in terms of their backup situation. Marcus Mariota, first of all, is a very good NFL backup. Probably, you know, a bottom third still starter in the NFL. He could be a lot better than several quarterbacks currently starting in the NFL. But the quarterback situation in Washington, in terms of their backup situation, is perfect. They have a pro in Mariota. They've got a pro in Mariota who's not desperate to start. He is as desperate to play, as he's as desperate to mentor Jaden Daniels as he is to play. He's always prepared. He's got great versatility as a player. He fits the system perfectly. You never have to change the offense when he's in there. It is a really good quarterback, backup quarterback situation in D.C. Yesterday was his first start since 2022. Remember, he did not start that Carolina game. He came in. There was already a 10-0 lead in that game. And he came in the second half of the Cowboy game in the season finale. He was yesterday, considering that just a few weeks ago, he was a quarterback that was dealing with, you know, Achilles tendonitis. He looked so physically fit. He was sharp. He was quick. He was fast. He was an excellent decision maker. He was outstanding in the zone read game, outstanding in the RPO game. He played like Marcus Mariota, the Heisman Trophy winner 10 years ago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He really looked good. The offense is, I think, for Mariota, Kingsbury's offense, the best offense for him in his professional career. I think if he had had Cliff Kingsbury as an offensive coordinator right from the jump, Marcus Mariota would have had a ton of success as a starter. He had some success, but not consistent success. Part of that is because it's their college elements in this offense. A lot of college elements. You've got zone read. You've got options. You've got RPO in the game. You've got tempo in the game in that offense. Love the fit for Mariota. Love the backup quarterback situation in Washington. Now, do I think they could win 10, 11, 12 games if Mariota had to start 17? I don't. But that's not what they're asking him to do. I will get to his game in much more detail. Needless to say, he's going to have a very high grade for me in the game. Another takeaway from yesterday, and I've already sort of alluded to this, just a reality check on yesterday. In addition to this being the perfect setup, you know, from a rest standpoint, from a west to east standpoint, the Raiders are not very good this year. You know, they are in Pete Carroll's first year figuring it out. You know, they are really bad up front offensively. And I thought going into the game that this had a chance to look like the Giant game defensively, although it was not perfect defensively. And we'll get to that in the game take. And, you know, really on the other side of the ball, minus Max Crosby, they're not that good. You know, so you take this isn't a good team with this is the wrong day for them, the right day for the opponent. Again, perfect setup after getting wrecked in Green Bay to come back and get a win. I really felt like this was a get-right game, especially if Jaden were quarterbacking. I thought that it would be a blowout. Well, guess what? They didn't even need him to quarterback to put up 41, 34 offensively, 7 special teams-wise, although the Debo Samuel kickoff return also set up points as well. But a really good day for Washington and a perfect opponent for the situation. Lastly, man, the injuries are piling up, something we did not have to deal with last year. I can already hear the calls coming in this week on Terry McLaurin's quad injury. This is going to be all about the time that he wasn't practicing this summer. It might be, it might not be. By the way, didn't he score on that play? How did they instant review it and get it wrong? Because, and Quinn had already used a challenge, and it was not, you know, a desperate situation to challenge your first and goal at the one, but Terry scored on that play. But Terry's got a quad injury. Lattimore has a concussion. The secondary issues yesterday with injury. Trey Amos, calf. Percy Butler, hip. And then Will Harris, ankle, and it's bad. According to you know, a lot of the reporting yesterday, I think Ian Rappaport had this. Where is it? Yeah, Will Harris suffered a fractured fibula in the win. He's having more tests to determine the full extent of the injury, but Harris is out for the foreseeable future. So Washington's injuries are piling up, not to mention, of course, Eckler and Wise, Bates and Noah Brown. And, of course, this will be a week, you know, unless for whatever reason Quinn decides I'm not going to play possum, you know, during this week. I'm going to tell everybody up front where we are. There's no reason to do that. Make Atlanta prepare for both as long as you can. That is an advantage. And I would imagine we would get that. But we are on Jaden Daniels' watch for week two. There was a lot of reporting prior to the game yesterday. I'll read this quote from Jeremy Fowler. Jaden Daniels is out for this week, and it really wasn't even close. This was Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, pregame, which begs the question, what is he looking like for week four? So I checked with a source over there who said it's just too early to tell on that knee sprain. They want to see how it responds. Closed quote. That from Jeremy Fowler, ESPN. Quinn speaks today at 3:30. I would assume that Chris Russell will carry that. We'll get updates on all of the injuries. But yes, we're on Jaden watch for week two, but the injuries have piled up for this team, and injuries are a reality in pro football. They're not an excuse. I know that, you know, next man up, and players and coaches will tell you that. That doesn't erase the fact that that next man up very often isn't as good as the man that he's replacing. So teams get impacted every year by the loss of key players, and Washington had multiple starters out yesterday, and they could have even more Sunday when they face the Atlanta Falcons, a team that got beat yesterday 30-0. Michael Penix Jr. got benched late in the game. He threw two picks. He fumbled. And the Falcons, who looked so good a week ago on Sunday Night Football at Minnesota, shutting the Vikings nearly out of that game, got beat by the Panthers 30-0. The NFL is truly, already we've seen it through 3 weeks. The, you know, emphasis on week-to-week league, it never disappoints. The Giants in week one, then the Giants in week two. Russell Wilson was terrible last night after being brilliant in week two. The Browns beat the Packers, who were a Super Bowl favorite, after crunching Washington a week ago Thursday night. And then you had the Panthers, who looked horrendous in their first two games, not only beating the Falcons, shutting them out 30-0. If you think that means anything as it relates to Sunday's game against Atlanta in Atlanta, you're not paying attention to the NFL. anything can happen. And by the way, the desperate teams in this league are typically the most dangerous. And Atlanta will feel desperate after the performance they put on yesterday. Washington right now is a 2 to 2.5 point favorite in Atlanta without really knowing for sure who the quarterback will be. There you go. So some big takeaways. God, I was impressed with Jalen Lane. The quarterback situation in Washington from a backup perspective is as good as any. I'm not saying Marcus Mariota is the best backup in the NFL. I'm saying the situation is the best. I loved the way they took it to the Raiders. That was a well-coached outfit yesterday, unlike last Thursday night. Recognizing the setup and just taking it to a team that wasn't fresh, that probably was hurting a bit coming into this game, and they went 6 offensive linemen on that opening drive. Heavy personnel, the number of formations, the number of backs that played in the backfield, the number of offensive linemen, and by the way, it wasn't the offensive line that we thought it would be, you know, last week. Changes to that, but they really came out flying around. Hard-hitting game, really hard-hitting game, especially from Washington's perspective. But yes, impressive. They needed it. They're 2-1, and they're going to Atlanta next week to try to get to 3-1. All right, I will get to my game take. You'll hear my grade on Marcus Mariota, all the things that I liked from the game, the things that I was concerned with watching the game, and a bunch of other observations. We'll get to that when we come back, and then your chance at about 10:45, 10:50 to start lining it up on the phones at 301-230-0980. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980. We are also, remember, on our Team 980 YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button and hit the like button when you get there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.